talk about your defensive strategy and what might be a little different than we've seen before?
I don't know exactly what strategy you're talking about. Right now, we're just, obviously we're based, out of the 3-4 just like we were last year. And, we're just trying to improve basically just our fundamentals and everything else. As far as our strategy goes, that can change from game to game, playing complementary football. You're not going to play, Peyton Manning, like you're going to play a different quarterback. So you're going to see a lot of different things.
What's your defensive philosophy?
What's my defensive philosophy? Stop the offense. Stop the offense.
How will it be different maybe than a no-line defense that we saw? Because what we saw last year is totally different than we saw two years ago.
I don't look at it as a Wink Martindale, Mike Nolan defense. Mike's down in Miami, and I nothing but great things and great wishes for him, except if he plays the Broncos. But, it's the Broncos defense, and it's the whole organization's defense, and we're just here to play complementary football.
So when you look at the changes you guys made in the offseason, especially on that defensive front, how much of those changes have you seen already in practice the first day? They're finally in pads and getting done.
Well, hopefully you guys can see it too, but it's exciting. It's exciting that we have some new faces and we have more depth and we have a lot of competition, and that's everywhere. That's not just up front.
When we look at up front, though, and that seems to be the major changes and maybe the biggest area that had to be improved, do you think that's been accomplished with the players who are here now?
Well, that's yet to be seen, but I like where we're heading. I like the direction that we're heading. You're only as good as your last performance, just like I told them today. Today's over with. Let's get better tomorrow. And, with the changes that we had, you can see the difference in the knockback. And, of course, having the centerpiece with Big Jamal in the middle, we're excited about that. And with the other additions with Bannon. All right, Jarvis Green, it's exciting.
You mentioned Jamal. When do you think we're going to see him out here?
Well, that's up to, the head coach on that. So we'll see what happens when he comes out. He'll come out when he's ready, when it's good for him.
No concern there, though?
No, I don't have any.
Critics say there's maybe too much age on this defense. How do you answer that? What do you think about that?
Who wants to tell Dawkins that? I don't.
What have these last couple months been like for you since you got the coordinator job? How has it been different, working more hours, less hours?
No, we as a group in there, we've always worked long hours, and it's exciting. I mean, heck, you guys know that. If you guys got a promotion, it'd be exciting for you guys, too. So I hear you. I hear you. It's been a while for me, too, but I love it.
You just talk about errors, the development you've seen over the last year. Obviously, a lot of expectations last year, and now this coming is.
Well, I think the biggest leap you see is from year one to year two. And I think he's done a lot of good things, and he still has a long way to go. But he's working hard every day.
Like obviously, last year at the end of the season, the run became a major problem.
Right.
What do you need to do to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, I think we're doing it. I think we got a lot more competition, and I think that I think our guys are a year more experienced, and they understand how they're getting attacked, out of the 3-4 defense from the switch from the year previous. So we're excited about it.
Are you a rotation guy when it comes to D-line? You believe in that?
I just want whoever get the quarterback when it's passed and tackle the running back when it's run, And I think that just goes by player as well.
So you don't particularly monitor?
No. I'm sure that, we'll play them as long as they can play, and we'll have a schedule. But to sit here and say that they're going to be in this many plays, that many plays, you can't do that,
Unless you have an experienced cornerback like Champ Bailey.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, what does he bring? Well, how come?
Well, it's just like you said, it's experience. It's the difference of a first-year guy that doesn't know anything about the game to a guy of Champ with Champ's experience. And, you get a Pro Bowl caliber corner like that, you guys see it every day. You guys have been here forever, and he's been here forever, and he's made a lot of great plays.
Talk about the switch inside by Mario. You feel that's a better spot for him?
Yeah, the thing about Mario is last year he was on the edge, and he didn't really play a 3-4 edge player before. Okay, he's always been an off-the-ball backer, and it's exciting to me that you got 265 pounds playing Mike linebacker who can run like he can run. So we're excited to see some big things out of him.
And DJ, he's really moved around so much. Do you think it's going to help him to kind of stay put a little bit?
DJ's fine. Trust me. DJ's fine. If DJ's not made, DJ's ready to go.
Well, Wink, you really went after this job. We all thought maybe the fellow from New England was going to get it. Can you explain how you said to Josh and how much you wanted this opportunity?
Well, obviously you want the job. You know, you're excited about it. You know, I'm humbled to have the position, you know, and, you know, I don't know anything about who else was involved or anything else. All I know is Josh and I spoke on several occasions, and you know, I felt really good about it because, you know, I'm confident in myself, but, you know, I don't know how that whole process went about, but, you know, getting back to it, yeah, I'm excited.
But fair to say you aggressively went in.
Sure, sure I did.
Wink, at the end of the year, stopped giving up all the rushing yards is kind of an Achilles heel to the defense. Tell the people what you've done, you know, to that you'll be better against.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, if I sit here and say exactly what I did, then obviously everybody else in the league is going to be reading it. But, you know, last year is over with Liz now, and I keep talking to the players about it. So if I keep talking about last year, you know, it's over with. We're ready to move on with everything. But, we're excited about this year. I know that's a horse crap answer, but that's what I have, you know, really, because we're not even looking at it now.
Everybody that we've talked to individually, kind of all offseason, when we asked about you, they always kind of use the word aggressive. I mean, is that a fair description of the way you want to be an attacking kind of a coordinator?
Well, I want us to be aggressive out of the gate. You know, I want us to be, you know, that could be a three-man rush. That could be bringing the house, you know. But I think aggressive is just playing fundamentally sound football. And, you know, I think when they say aggressive, it's the personality. These guys want to get coached. They want to get coached hard. They know I care about them, and they know I expect great things out of them.
How much do you think just second year of a 3-4 is going to help? I mean, you do have a lot of returning players on the defense.
I think it's just like doing anything else. The second year you do it, you're going to feel more comfortable, you know, at doing it. You know, each guy position-wise.
At this point last year, did you think Elvis could do what he did at outside linebacker in his first year?
You know what? That's a good question. I think that Elvis is just each year is going to just keep doing what Elvis does, and that's he's a competitor. Did I put a measuring stick and say I think you're going to be able to do this, this, and this? No. You know, but I think, you know, every year is a new year, and I'm going to coach him just like we coached him last year, and he's fired up and ready to go.
A lot of people have asked Elvis about, you know, are you going to get more attention because of the season you had last year, and it seemed like there was attention. I mean, offenses do much more to protect against him than they already have? I mean,
well, sure they can. You know, they can do a lot of other things, which opens up other things for us. You know, we'll wait and see what they do.
But he's been chipped and doubled and, you know, already.
Yeah. So that's one thing that Elvis has done for a long time, and that's get the quarterback.